grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle read this morning, from the first epistle of St. Peter, the fourth chapter, the seventh and the eighth verses. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. This past Thursday, we celebrated the festival of the Ascension of our Lord. And next Sunday, we'll celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to our Lord's disciples on the day of Pentecost. But the spirit of this Sunday, in between these two great festivals of the Christian year, is more subdued. The epistle for this day begins with the sober announcement: the end of all things is at hand. And St. Peter then goes on to speak of the fiery trial of persecution that awaits the churches he addresses in his letter. Then in the gospel read on this day, Jesus warns his disciples of the persecution that awaits them as followers of the Lord, whose light exposes, uncovers, and judges all earth's folly and sin, and therefore arouses the world's hatred and opposition. In his memorable poem, Choruses from the Rock, T.S. Eliot, that great Christian poet and writer of the last century, had this to say: Why should men love the church? She tells them of life and death and of all that they would forget. She is tender where they would be hard and hard where they would like to be soft. She tells them of evil and sin and other unpleasant facts. They constantly try to escape from the darkness outside and inside by dreaming of systems so perfect that no one will need to be good. That kind of Christian realism the world doesn't want to hear. The world prefers to ignore the call to repentance. The world prefers to cherish its delusions and to continue to wander in what is in reality darkness and not light. But we Christians are called to be a light shining in earth's darkness. And so in the epistle for this day, St. Peter encourages the recipients of his letter to keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling, as each has received a gift. Use it to serve one another. Yes, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Contrary to the love which covers a multitude of sins, is that harsh and implacable spirit that comes naturally when we feel we've been wrong. That's so easy. And that is why St. Paul urges his hearers to clothe themselves with compassionate hearts, kindness, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving one another. As the Lord has forgiven you, you also must forgive. And yet we all know only too well how frail we in fact are. How we are so often the victims of our own native sinfulness and folly. And the terrible truth is that Satan and his minions never rest in their efforts to stir up strife among Christians and to subvert everything that is true and honorable and just and pure and lovely and gracious and worthy of praise. That's why we have to keep on praying until our last breath, forgive us our trespasses, knowing in faith that our Lord Jesus Christ has offered the perfect sacrifice for all our sins, no matter how dark, no matter how terrible. He has conquered death and ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us. And there he intercedes for us, and all unseen, rules all things for the good of his children. This past Thursday's great festival of Christ's ascension powerfully reminds us that, as St. Paul wrote, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior who will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body, using the power which enables him to subject all things to himself. This Sunday between Ascension Day and Pentecost is an in-between kind of Sunday, and so reminds us that our whole life as Christians is an in-between kind of life as we wait for the consummation of all things in Christ's glorious coming again. St. Peter reminds us in today's epistle, the end of all things is at hand. We Christians are strangers and pilgrims in this world, traveling to the heavenly fatherland. And when we travel, we realize that everything is provisional for the time being, not permanent. To be sure, when we travel, we enjoy the journey, taking in the sights, taking pleasure in everything that's interesting and beautiful and amusing, but also realizing that whatever difficulty we run into isn't going to last forever, resting in the awareness that whatever difficulty we meet along the way, it's only for the time being. Our lives as Christians are in between kinds of living. These are some of the thoughts that we can ponder on this Sunday between Ascension Day and the Feast of Pentecost. At the Ascension, the holy angels told the disciples that this same Jesus who is taken up into heaven will come again. The Lord Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to his disciples and to us. The Holy Spirit who sustains and strengthens and comforts us. And so we pray both, come, Lord Jesus, and also come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.